Excellent. Okay. So hopefully, so we can start now. The recording's on. Hopefully, everybody's had a chance to have a look at the documents. If everyone's okay with this suggestion, I'd like to split this discussion into two. The first bit being the discussion of launching a PDP on a full-blown PDP on IDNs, IDN CCTLDs, and the second bit being a discussion of the interim or fast or short track approach. The three documents that we've sent out, the first one is just a simple explanation of the process of the PDP for those who have forgotten, which included me. And the second two documents are all to do with the second issue, which is the short track or interim approach. So if everyone's okay, we could deal with the launching of the PDP, the CC PDP first. And
Chris?
The idea is that the purpose of this call would be to agree in principle to subject to seeing a request for the issues report, to agree in principle to launch a PDP, and then basically what would happen is that Bart and I would go away and draft a proposed request for an issues report for approval by the council at another meeting in a couple of weeks' time, and it's that actual resolution at that meeting, if we all agree, that would launch the PDP. And the reason for that is because it's very important that the actual drafting of the request for the issues report is important. But would you just like to briefly explain why it's so important that the request is framed in a particular way?
Yeah, I will, but I think Patricio had a question.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that I think these documents are really contain a lot of substance, and I would have hoped that we would have had a lot more time to read them and to discuss them with people we represent. In my particular case, I have had actually no time to discuss this with anybody at all. So I feel that the documents would deserve more time to be considered.
Patricio, that's fine. I understand completely. Can I just ask a question? Given that one of those documents is simply a simple explanation of the PDP process as a reminder, mm-hmm. Are you actually talking about the other two documents, or are you talking
sure.
about?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So can we? I understand that completely. Can I just say that we're not anticipating making any decisions at all about the second issue on this call. The purpose of this call is to start the discussion on the second issue and to give everybody 2 or 3 weeks to go away and talk about it and then have another call. The only decision on the only actual decision on this call would be in respect to the first issue, which is should we in principle decide to set up to that we want to launch a PDP and then have the request for the issues report drafted for the next call.
Okay.
Is that okay?
I was worried about in part 3, phase 2 of one of these documents, in the formalities section, it says that it is expected that the CCNSO Council would request preparation of draft recommendation for the IDNC track at 12th September meeting, which is today. So,
Okay. Well, yes, that I understand. And it's all about the whole problem. Sorry, I'll start again. The difficulty that we have with this is that if in the end we decide that we're going to do all of this, then we have to try and deal with some very tight timeframes. So what Bart and I had envisaged was that we could start doing some work even if we hadn't actually made the decisions yet.
Chris?
Yeah.
Chris?
Yes, Ingham.
As I told you, I'm just going to try to excuse myself. I'm just on my break. I need to start class again, but I would like to express my support for the initiation of the PDP and the
education.
For which?
Initiation of the PDP. That's what you just said, isn't it, Ingham?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And if we have another call in a couple of weeks' time, you're likely to be around?
I would. Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
See you later.
Thanks, Ingham. Patricia, I understand completely what you're saying. Can I come back to that in a second? Because I know you've got a short time frame. So.
Sure.
Okay, good.
Chris? So
yes.
Chris, this is Hiro. I have a question. Before going into the content, may I confirm where we are first? Is my following understanding correct, as I couldn't attend the previous call? We have to initiate the formal PDP anyway, which may take, for example, 5 to 7 years.
Yes.
And we have options with regard to shorter solutions in addition to the formal PDP.
Yes, correct? Correct. Initiating the policy development process and the interim approach are two entirely separate matters.
Okay, thank you.
So. The if we agree to start a policy development process, that's one thing, and that doesn't, by doing that, it doesn't mean we've agreed anything else at all. It just means we've agreed to start a policy development process.
Can I ask a
question? Then we can move on to discuss something else. Yes, Dottie.
Why does it take 5 to 7 years?
The policy development process itself is likely to take around 2 years. Based on the need to have face-to-face meetings and at ICANN meetings and so on.
Mm-hmm.
If one of the results of the policy development process is that a recommendation is made that there should be a mandated list, then our current information is that the process is required to make a process for that mandated list for each of the language scripts will take somewhere between 18 months to 2.5 years, based on the understanding we've got from the British Standards Institute / ISO. And so the worst case scenario, the best case scenario is that there's a policy development process and it comes up with some really clever way of dealing with this as long-term policy that doesn't involve a mandated list, in which case you're probably looking at somewhere between 2 years and 6 months.
So Chris, there's an assumption there that unlike the last PDP we ran, that there will be a task force and other sort of working groups, doesn't there?
Yes. On the basis that whether it's actually a task force or not is a different issue, Leslie, because there are certain consequences that arise from that. But yes, there is a fundamental premise that you can't just go to the GAC at the last minute and say, "Hi, here's the policy. Do you agree?" Because that's
I think the premise is correct. In fact, I think it probably would take somewhat longer than outlined in the PDP draft as it stands.
I mean, we've got to be realistic about this, and it's clearly going to take a long time. I mean, there are really delicate political issues, they're really delicate government issues, they're really delicate CCTLD management issues, and it's not something that we want to be pushing through with great speed and great haste.
Absolutely, I agree, but I think what I was trying to do is separate out the possible duration of the PDP itself from the duration of implementing whatever the outcomes are.
I think that's right, and I think, Bart, what's your best case scenario is how long?
The best case scenario, I would say, is something between 2.5 and 3 years.
Yeah. And then you add on to that if you've got mandated lists, basically right.
And it's mandated lists could take 3 to 5 years, depending on, say, if it really has to go through the ISO processes and there is objection within ISO, it takes 5 years.
Yeah.
Leslie, just going back to, say, what's in the documentation, that is, say, if you recall from the last council meeting, there was a request of how long a mini PDP would take as an alternative, and that is in that list.
I saw that, and I agree with your conclusions on that.
Yeah. Okay. So it's so this one is compressing everything into, say, as much as possible, and the real PDP will take even longer and depend very much on on the interfacing between, say, the different tracks as well, how long you want to make it.
Yeah. So thanks, Bart. Bart, can you just briefly explain why the drafting of the request for the issues report is important?
I think from an IM perspective, from an issue manager's perspective, you want to have some parameters within which the PDP can move. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you might end up in a circumstance that say, for argument's sake, RSC 1591 is going to be debated. So it has to be very carefully drawn, these are the parameters within which the whole PDP can move forward.
Yeah. Thank you.
It is setting
you.
The scope of the PDP, in fact.
Exactly. And effectively, the request, so if I understand it, basically the request that we send to the request that the council passes for the request for an issues report needs to set in place some boundaries.
Yeah.
So to take an example, and this is obviously something we would need to draft if we decide to do this, but it seems to me that we would need to say in our request for the issues report that, and this is just my view, but we would need to say in our request for the issues report, as an example of boundaries, one boundary is the ISO 31661 list. We're not suggesting stepping outside of that. Another boundary is that the current IANA delegation principles. We're not suggesting stepping outside of those. In other words, this PDP is not about reviewing the delegation or redelegation principles. It's about how you deal with IDNs within those existing principles. And that's the sort of thing that we need to put in the request for the issues report to make sure that the issues report itself is dealt with within the boundaries that we want to set. That's why it's important that it's drafted properly, and that's why it's important that the council has ample opportunity to consider it. And that's why all I'm asking for today is an agreement in principle to draft that and then consider it at the next council meeting.
I think you should move forward and draft it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what Bart and
I mean,
do.
I was proposing that we agree with you to do that.
Thank you, Dottie. So I guess, are there any questions on that? Is there a general consensus that we can, that the council's happy to ask Bart and me to actually draft the request for the issues report and get that to everyone as quickly as possible and have a meeting about that, within sort of 2 weeks of having received it?
My only question is this, and I mean, it's sort of philosophical and points to the fact that I don't exactly remember some of the things I once knew. If ICANN board comes to the conclusion that IDN should be introduced, then why do we have to do a PDP on the subject?
Because the policy, because we want to control the policy under which the CCTLD IDNs are introduced.
Okay, so it's a grab for control, basically.
Yeah, well, effectively. I mean, the fundamental principle is that if we do a PDP that actually makes policy recommendations, then they basically have to accept those.
Okay.
I mean, with a couple of exceptions, but in general terms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what Dottie, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah. What Dottie was saying, more or less echoes something I was thinking. When launching this PDP, we're asserting authority on an area which could be argued that it's not under our jurisdiction, so to say. one might argue that these new IDN CCTLDs or whatever they may be called are a different kind of animal. They are
absolutely
not CCTLDs because they are not two-letter code straight from the list. They are not DTLDs. They are something else. So
absolutely, Patricia. And that's what the issues report. That's what the issues. One of the jobs of the issues report is to confirm that the proposed policy development process is actually in the scope of the CCNSO. And the General Counsel also has to confirm that.
I'd support that, and I think the issues are the same no matter how you categorise them, but I think we're the best guys to have views on them and to take a leading role in working through them.
Absolutely. But Patricio is right in that if Bart as the issue manager and John Jeffries as the General Counsel come back and say, actually, this is not, you know, within the scope, well, then we have to look at it in a different way.
Then we add another 7 years.
Absolutely. Did somebody just join the call?
Somebody sounded like it.
Somebody just joined the call?
I was cut off and then came back. I was cut off for about 20 minutes. This is Siavash.
Oh, Siavash, hello. Sorry about that. We haven't been talking about you since...
So you're still on the first part of the agenda?
We're still on the first part,
But there's
so Patricio, just to be clear, Patricio, when we request the issues report, part of what we're doing is saying, can you please confirm to us that this is actually something we should be doing?
Yeah. Oh, although on the other hand, we could be more assertive than that if we feel that we... That this thing is up for grabs and that we are the best guys to handle.
Yeah, but Patricio, I think if you look through the document, it is, especially if you see the what needs to be in the issue report, you see there is a clear role of General Counsel as well.
Yeah,
so there is a lot of checks and balances there that say the CCNSO can assert their claim, but there are other parties involved as well.
Yep.
And for the policy to be, the fundamental principle is that in order for the results of the PDP to be for the board to be required to implement the results of the PDP, then the General Counsel has to have agreed at the beginning that it's actually in the scope. Now, obviously, I personally think it's within scope, but I can understand that some people might think that it's not. The goal here is to get the issues, is to get a request out for the issues report and have the issues report come back with the council's opinion and a clear understanding of where we actually stand in respect to this.
So, hey Chris, this is Keith.
Yes, Keith.
So, I support the the proposal to get the request for the issues report done. But I'd just like to ask: is there any risk for the CCs in getting enmeshed in an ICANN PDP type process vis-a-vis timing for IDN at the top level, particularly in relation to the GTLDs? In other words, getting involved in a PDP and basically getting the CCs in enmeshed in such a process, could it allow the GTLDs to go first with IDN at the top level? Because
Yes, it could, but three or possibly four things arise from that, from your point. First of all, if we believe that if there's a general consensus that an IDN version of a CCTLD is still a CCTLD, then we basically have no alternative but to set the policy through a PDP. That's the only way we can do it. Secondly, the purpose of the secondary discussion of whether we should consider, contemplate, work on some sort of interim approach is what actually attempts to deal with a timing issue, because the CCNSO PDP takes as long as it takes, and that's all there is to it. So the secondary issue of an interim measure is what deals with a clash of timing and the launch of IDN CCTLDs. Thirdly, My understanding and my gut feeling is that we're stuck with it anyway. I don't think pleas to not release IDN GTLDs are going to be be successful. And to be fair, one could argue, nor should they be. And there was a fourth one, but I've forgotten what that is now. But I think fundamentally, we need to deal with our own knitting, if you like. We need to concentrate on what it is that we need to concentrate on, which is the policy for IDN CCTLDs, and to see if we can come to some sort of consensus over the next few months about the possibility of dealing with an interim approach to deal with the timing issues. And thirdly, sorry, that was my fourth point. My fourth point was, yes, if the GTLDs or the if IDN GTLDs are going to be released first or at the same time as an interim measure for us, so be it. Our job is to try to ensure that there are enough safeguards in place from a reservist point of view or from an objection point of view to protect possible CCTLD names. So we can't, if we can't do it by slowing everything down, which clearly we can't, and nor should we. We could at least endeavour to persuade that, you know, the objection process is satisfactory. So that might. Does that answer the question?
Yes, it does. Thanks, Chris. That makes sense.
Yes. Okay. Anyone else? Or can we agree in principle that we'll, subject to agreeing the request for the issues report, that we can we'll do a PDP, and can we request that Bart and I draft the request for the issues report? Any objections to that? Excellent. Okay, good. Bart, is it realistic that we could have that request out within a week?
I would say 1.5.
So let's
put it this way: it's easier if we were able to say schedule the next CCNSO council meeting, because then I can prioritize it.
Okay. Well, Patricio, given your previous comments, would you be comfortable if we had our council meeting in the first, hang on,
preferably the last week of
the first week in October.
That would be let me check.
Say the third Wednesday, the 3rd of October, or something like that.
That particular day is complicated for me.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be the Wednesday. That week, is that week okay?
Yeah, well, Tuesday would be better.
Tuesday the 2nd?
Well, can we go backwards a little bit and say, how much time do you need to present the information to your people to be able to have us make a decision on the conference call?
Patricia, what Dottie's saying is, ignore everything else and just look at the. What you're going to be getting is a simple resolution that says the CCNSO requests the issue manager to draft an issues report on these terms. So it'll be a 2 or 3 paragraph request to draft an issues report. What I want to make sure about is that, don't worry about any interim approaches or anything else, just that. How much time does everyone need to consider that? Is a week long enough?
Well, if it's just the
just a request to issue, just a request to draft an issues report, that's all.
No, I think we can agree on that. We're talking about the PDP, right? Not the not the fast track approach.
No, just the PDP.
I think we could agree on that today.
Okay, we need to, yes, but you need to see what the request for the issues report needs to say. So, okay, cool. So, is the 2nd of October okay as a meeting for you?
Okay, for me.
Okay, good. We'll send this out to everybody, but assume, okay, Bart, assume it's the 2nd of October.
Oh, you can have it. Then it's, that is easy because...
So, if it takes us 10 days, it's fine, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Good. Excellent. Thank you. All right, so... What we've done now is we've just agreed that in principle, the principle of a CCPDP on IDN CCTLDs is accepted. Bart and I are going to draft a request for an issues report. We'll get that to the council in the next 10 days or so, and then there will be a council meeting round about the 2nd of October at which we will discuss that and approve it.
And make a decision.
Well, hopefully approve, yes. Hopefully approve it, in which case then the formal request will go to Bart. The board will be informed that we've requested an issues report. The GAC will be informed. Everybody will be informed with a requested an issues report, and then basically Bart will get busy on drafting an issues report. Fantastic. And it's intended, if we do that, so everybody's clear, it's intended that a first cut or a first draft of that issues report would be something that we would discuss in LA. So the idea is that a first draft of that document would be sent out to the two members, to the CCTLD community, just prior to Los Angeles, and as part of our meeting in Los Angeles, we would start having a discussion about it and getting some input from the community. Is that basically how you see it, Bart?
Yeah. It's because of say, we are working on different lines. You want to keep the options open as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Before you close down the issues report itself and go into the next phase.
Okay.
Can I ask a question? Bart, since you've been involved in this, and Chris, so have you, quite intimately, what kind of issues do you think, or what kind of objections do you think will be encountered in developing this whole PDP? I mean, what are people going to resist?
Do you mean... Chris.
Bart, you go ahead.
Do you mean from a substantive point of view? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you go back, and that was quite a good indication, that was an indication, not a quite good one. If you go back to the meeting in San Juan, you could see as soon as you talk about the meaningfulness of a string, that's going to meet some objections. The timelines involved, that will meet objections, and maybe some of the related issues. I think Patricio made a very good comment on whether or not, say, the IDN CCTLDs is in the remit of the CCNSO, and if you start thinking about it, it is you need to do something about the CCNSO itself as well, and that may encounter some difficulties as well.
Say that again.
What he means, Dottie, is that there are consequences for the CCNSO bylaws. For example, if Saudi Arabia has a .sa and also has .saudi, two separate CCTLDs, what are the consequences of that in respect to the CCNSO? Do they have two memberships if there are two separate CCTLD managers?
Right.
And that is extrapolated out by about sort of 10 times if you look at India. So there are challenges from that point of view.
Right. Well, it seems to me that that's the thing to think about the most right now.
Yeah.
Because, we're going to have an international division, or are we going to...
Yeah.
We're already international, you know.
Let's not start talking about that now, Doug.
No, but this is the complications you will run into, which have not been considered yet.
Okay.
Yeah. That's going to take a long time to work our way through.
7 years. Okay.
Yeah. That's like a long time to work our way through this stuff. If 50% of the people around today are still around when we finish this, I'll be very surprised. Okay. Excellent. Now, Patricia, I know that you need to go, so can I ask you a question? We're going to have a discussion now about a general discussion about the possible interim or fast-track approach.
Uh-huh.
Are you comfortable that that having a meeting in 3 weeks' time on the 2nd of October, or thereabouts, having had an opportunity to consider the documents in greater detail and read the notes or listen to the recording of this conversation, that you'll be in a better position to contribute and have, you know, to be, basically that you will be, you've had an opportunity to outreach the people that you need to outreach to.
Oh, certainly. Yeah.
Excellent. Good.
Just a few more days, we would have had the opportunity.
No, that was my, yeah.
This.
I understand completely.
Yeah.
And I am aware of that. Yeah.
Things that stand today, I would have to abstain on any proposal to go ahead with IDNC.
But presumably you don't have any problem with us actually doing some work if nothing's been agreed.
Oh, sure.
So if we say we're going to go ahead and draft some stuff anyway, just to get over the timing issues, you don't have an issue with that?
No.
Do you see what I mean?
No. That's okay.
Okay. Excellent. I mean, it's just because we're conscious that if we do agree this, then we're going to need to get some stuff done for Los Angeles, and we actually just want to try and get it done so that it's not, you know, we're not rushing around at the last minute.
Yeah.
Just
one comment about what the IDNC track documents.
Yeah.
It should be, it says in some places that what's being proposed is first to explore the feasibility and the need of this approach, and if it is found that it is necessary, then go ahead.
That's right.
But, in the introduction, it says that the goal of this approach is to introduce a limited set of IDNC facilities without the exploration phase.
I think that assumes that
the document more consistent in that regard.
I agree that you're right. There is an inherent assumption in there that is not said and should be said, which is that subject to it being necessary. Okay, and I agree absolutely. So just so that you're clear. The intention would be that is that between now and the next meeting, unless this whole thing gets shot down in flames during the next portion of this call, between now and the next meeting, you consider those documents, and we will also send out, as soon as we can, a proposed draft of the letter that I would send to CCTLD managers, asking them if they would be interested in an interim approach, and that's something that we would also look at the next meeting. Okay?
Okay.
Good.
I think
All
you
right.
need to define the scope of CCNSO, of individual CCTLD participation, because when everybody's talking about international domain names, I don't know whether that means somebody like us little English-speaking country down here.
It means non-ASCII.
What?
It means non-ASCII.
Non-ASCII. Okay.
Yeah. It does not mean you get dot Virgin Islands. Okay?
Well, I'm not sure what that answer means.
Okay, what I'm saying is that if you're asking me what's the scope of IDNCCTLDs, it is additional representations of the territory in non-ASCII scripts.
Okay, but you're talking about the representation of an individual CC, right?
Yes.
An individual country. But what about the obligation to serve all those in other languages?
Well, this is part of the policy. Part of the policy development process is what does the status of the script have to be in your territory in order to entitle you to an IDNCCTLD version of your current ASCII CCTLD.
Yeah, by the way, I feel a little bit careful with this non-ASCII thing, because there are things that are non-ASCII and are not very exotic, like, for instance, an exempted ASCII letter.
Yeah, I understand. So, yes, you're right. It's what I call ASCII Plus or IDN Lite. is it ASCII 8? What's ASCII with accents? There is an expression for ASCII with accents. I can't remember what it is now, but it's
Latin 1.
Yeah.
Latin one, thank you. Yeah, I agree. Sorry, you're right. But I ask you what I meant was bare bones, what we currently have now. But I, yes, Patricia, it's what makes this whole thing so difficult is that there are so many degrees of this.
I guess what my question is most of the world has no problem with .di right now, but do I need to serve something so that in China they recognize what it is? That's my...
Well, that's an extremely good question, Dottie, and that's kind of what the policy development process is about. It's about deciding whether there should be a script representation, an individual script representation for every CCTLD in every script, which is effectively the mandated list argument.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next question is, assuming that there is a mandated representation for every CCTLD territory in every script, what is the policy in place to decide whether you can actually apply for it? So there may well be a mandated representation of .vi in Cyrillic, but are you just available to apply? Can you just apply for it? Or does Cyrillic have to be at a particular status in your country?
Or more to the point is not can you apply for it, are you forced to do it?
Well, you're never going to be forced to do it, but the word...
Well, I mean, you know, if it's going to be an international standard, you might be.
Mm. Oh, fair enough. But, I mean, the worst case, I suppose, is it will be reserved forever, so that if you ever get taken over by a Cyrillic-speaking or Cyrillic script-using... community, then you'd be able to get .vi in Cyrillic, which, strangely enough, I think is actually .vi. But
just one interruption. I think it's the time I need to go. So
thanks,
Patricia. I'll read the minutes of the meeting later.
And we'll see you next time.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Can we see if we can have a sort of just a general discussion or perhaps Bart and I can answer any questions that there might be about the short track approach document and the IDNC track document so that we can start sort of teasing out any issues that there may be with respect to that.
Maybe. Chris, it's Don here. I just have, you're going to write, the proposal is that you'll write to CCTLD managers and the GAC will write to the various government representatives to see if there's a lot or a little interest. And if there's a little interest, what are people's feelings as to, A, what constitutes a lot versus a little, and what do you do if you get a little versus if you get a lot?
Yeah, it's an extremely good question, and I mean, if anyone else wants to comment, then great. My view is that those of us who've been involved in the discussions about this for some time kind of know that there are maybe somewhere between, say, 12 and 20 CCTLDs who would have what I would describe as a pressing need for an IDN CCTLD. A number of those would find it difficult to deal with a short track approach because they wouldn't be able to pick one. And I think, whilst it's not set in stone that it needs to be one, my personal view is it can be very hard to make anything other than one. So I guess my immediate response to you, Don, and my personal response would be, you know, if we got passionate responses from sort of 12, 13, 14 CCTLDs, that would be a significant, you know, especially if you're talking about, you know, active, if you're talking about obscure tiny CCTLDs, and this is no offense to any obscure CCTLDs that may be listening, but obscure tiny CCTLDs in the middle of nowhere, that's one thing. But if you're talking about, you know, China and Taiwan and Korea and Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates and so on, then that's got to be fairly persuasive, I would have thought.
So you think population served would make a difference? So a quarter of the world?
Maybe. I mean, I wouldn't go that far because I hate that thing about I've got more people than you've got, so therefore I'm more important. But principally because if that's the case, then that makes the US and the China and India the most important, and that's, you know. and anyone from Australia.
Especially, I mean, I sometimes find this conversation quite difficult without having a good feel for the level of demand, level of interest.
Yes.
And I suppose, I mean, when I read the paper, first of all, and I probably haven't been able to spend time on it that I would have liked, but when I read the paper, first of all, my view was that to some extent, no matter what we do next, that research would actually be quite helpful.
Absolutely.
In terms of informing this debate.
Yeah.
I agree. I absolutely agree. If nothing else happens and we just do that, it's going to help the PDP.
Yeah. But I didn't necessarily see it as being essential if we agree to go down the committee track. I mean, in my mind, it's sort of it should come in front of any of the next bits.
I absolutely agree with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the issue here, and it's really, really hard to explain to people that weren't there, but all I can say is that having been in the room at the APTLD meeting in Dubai and having listened to the extraordinarily passionate pleas from two or three CCTLD saying, you really need to understand how important this is. Mm. That personally swayed me to a point where I thought, look, we have to do something about this because these guys are just, you know, desperate. And we have an obligation, I think. But having said that, if we send out this note and we get, you know, a sort of desultory response from one man and his dog, well, then we can say, look, we're not going to do it.
Exactly. And also, desperate shouldn't have developed overnight.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah.
But these are people who've been working on it for years. They know what they want. They've got all the systems in place. They've done all this stuff. So, you know, they've got the language table accepted, all of that stuff.
Yeah, but maybe some learning from it for another time is for those sort of people to start pressing for a PDP process.
Agreed.
Before they become desperate.
Yes, exactly. We could have maybe done this 2 years ago.
Yeah, we could have done.
Yeah, although we probably would have resisted it like the plague 2 years ago, but leaving that aside.
Well, 2 years ago there wasn't a solution that there is now.
Well, that's also true, Gossie. That's a fair point. Bart, were you going
to
say something?
No, I just wanted to say, Leslie, say if you look back and how this idea of the expression of interest or whatever you want to call them, how it evolved, it was precisely for the reason you just mentioned, to have more sense of what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And I support Chris's comments. You know, it pains me to hear of CC managers that have become desperate for something.
Yeah.
That's not a good place to be.
Yeah.
All right.
I have a related question posed.
Yeah. Say again.
This is Siabash. Yeah. You talked about ascertaining the need for IDN CCTLDs. You know, the initial committee that's going to find out, you know, with fact-finding. Now, it seems to me that there's really more to it than that, because when you look at the list of disadvantages you mentioned for the do-nothing approach, one of the problems is that the GTLDs may get a head start over CCTLDs in IDN, and that is a legitimate concern. I mean, the only concern is not, you know, dire need for IDNs, but also competition with GTLDs. Now,
I agree with that. Yep. Sorry, carry on.
Yeah. Now, if this, you know, the initial committee is just going to ascertain whether there's a dire need for this, well, in my opinion, there's not really a dire need anywhere for it. I mean, nobody's. I mean, I heard the same expressions of, you know, that you heard in Dubai. In a way, I don't believe them, but you know, some people believe them. You know, some people believe them, but I don't think that's the only problem. I think a serious problem to me is if the GTLDs, IDN GTLDs, get a head start, then we'll really have to fight it out. You know, it's going to be a very hard fight to get IDN CCTLDs at all. You know,
can I pick you up on a couple of those points that you just made?
Okay.
So, first of all, I'm not suggesting it needs to be a dire need. I'm just saying we need to establish that there is a need. Need is probably the wrong word. Desire is probably a better word. Secondly, it's not intended at this stage we've slightly changed it. It's not now intended that if we actually set up this committee, that they will be doing that. The intention is that Yanis Karkins as the chair of the GAC and me as chair of the CCNSO will have done that groundwork before we set up the committee. So that if we set up the committee, we're acknowledging, if the board sets up the committee rather, we're acknowledging that there is a requirement or a desire for a fast-track approach, and therefore the committee can start working on the methodologies as soon as possible. Thirdly, you're absolutely right. I acknowledge your point about GTLD IDNs being out first. However, I would say that if that is your only issue, then you can deal with that by ensuring that there is a robust objection process and reservation list process in place to ensure that what you will want as a CCTLD in 3, 5, 7 years' time is protected, so that, for example, Sirdash, it is impossible for somebody to register .Iran in Farsi, or for that matter, in ASCII, as a GTLD.
Well,
but that's only a limited number of words or domains. You know, when you talk about competition, I mean, when people, if there's a need to register in the local script, and if there's no CCTLD in the local script, so they're going to register, and there's a GTLD, they're going to register in the GTLD.
I absolutely understand that. But if I can take it, just to give you an example, if I can take it from Australia's point of view, what I'm trying to do is to illustrate to you that you're absolutely right, it's an issue. But from Australia's point of view, putting everything else aside, we currently have no requirements for any IDN CCTLDs at all. However, what we do have is a requirement to ensure that .au in any script, and if there is an equivalent of .au in any script, and more specifically and perhaps more importantly, .Australia in any script, or the equivalent of .Australia in a language that uses a particular script, cannot be registered as a GTLD by anybody. And that's actually dealt with a reservation list process and with an objection process. So there are two things going on. One is protection from the point of view of what the GTLDs are going to be doing, and the other is coming up with a methodology and a policy for what you're entitled to as a CCTLD.
But Chris, isn't there another action point here to ensure that CC representatives are somehow involved with the G process?
Yes, absolutely. And the current
Which process?
The GTLD process.
GTLD process. Yes, absolutely. And the current GTLD report. Now, there's going to be a workshop. I think it's a 4.5 or 5 hour workshop on the Monday of the ICANN meeting in Los Angeles.
Yeah, there was an email earlier on it.
Exactly, at which this is going to be discussed in some significant detail, and I would encourage all the CCTLDs to be there to discuss it, because the policy by which GTLDs are issued probably doesn't matter a jot to most of us, but the reservation list situation and the objection process matter hugely, hugely. In the same way that I would expect the GTLDs to be involved with ours, because if Tuvalu or whoever runs .tv, which I think is Verifine, but anyway, whoever runs .tv were to make an application for a different script version of .tv based on it being an abbreviation of television, rather than it being an abbreviation of Tuvalu, one would expect that the GTLDs would object.
Mm.
Because it's not a representation of Tuvalu, it's a representation of television. Or if Laos applied for something that was actually LA, as opposed to Laos, you'd expect them to object. So it works both ways, Leslie, and you're absolutely right.
Well,
and we need to make sure that we're involved in that.
The conversation today has brought that home to be more than maybe previously.
Well, that is, sorry, this is Bart, that is probably one of the problems, what I see, say, from where I am, it is the lack of involvement of the CEC community in the new GTLD process.
Yeah.
And if you look at it, I think the GNSO Council already approved the final report.
Well, yes, but that's true, Bart. And in fact, I've looked at it, and I don't think there are actually many major issues for us. But but it is something that we need to consider, and it is something that we need to be looking at. And the fact that the GNSO is approved, it's not really relevant. It's the board approving it.
Okay. And so you still have the chance at CCTLD.
Exactly.
Well, it seems to me that the position that we should be taking is working with the GTLD, especially on the fast track, so that we start out together at the beginning, because there is absolutely no way the private sector is going to take 7 years to do anything. I mean, everybody would be dead and out of business by then. And that's why it's very hard for me to deal with this seven-year business, because, you know, how can it not take 7 years? It's just too long. You know, that's too long.
Sophie, you're absolutely right. But if you assume for the moment that it's, look, let's be clear, that the 7 years really is an outside.
Well, I don't even think we should use it. Goals
okay,
are limiting.
What about 6 years and 9 months? Would you be
No, let's say 2 years. We should be able to do something in 2 years.
He's putting your neck, Dottie.
We can, Dottie, but it's not. We can do something in 2 years or two and a half, anyway. But it's a question of what we decide. What are the consequences of what we decide? But look, hold on a second. Let's get clear. Let's get absolutely clear. The chances are that by the Paris meeting in June of next year, unless something amazing happens or the board is even slower than the board normally is, the new GTLD process will be ready to go by the Paris meeting.
Right. And where will we be?
Well, if we follow this fast track scenario, where we will be, God willing, is we will be ready to, assuming that the committee recommends it, ready to call for applications, if you like, if that's the right word, for a limited number of IDN CCTLDs in spaces that need them. So is Australia going to apply for one? No, of course they're not. Is the
that's
UK
great.
Going to apply
that
for
makes
one?
Me Highly feel very happy, because that's less than a year, Chris.
Yeah, that's the whole purpose of this short-track approach, Dottie, but you need to understand that not everybody on the council and not everybody in the CCNSO membership is going to be comfortable with an approach which doesn't follow every step of a policy development process, and I understand that.
Why do you think, who are those people that are not going to be comfortable?
Well, the current situation is that the members of the APTLD have said, was it unanimous, Don?
Yep.
Yep. The members of the APTLD have said that they favour a fast-track approach. Centre has endorsed that. I don't think there's been a vote, has there, Peter, but they basically endorsed it.
Yeah, there was a decision of the General Assembly during
right.
that process.
Okay. So Europe and this is not just CCNSO members, Dottie, this is APTLD.
Well, this is endorsing Fast Track, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Hang on, yeah. The African TLD or FTLD's response has been... how can I best describe it? Equivocal. And LACTLD have said that they think that we shouldn't do this, there should be a policy development process. So our job, those of us who believe that we should do it, our job is to persuade others that it's safe, it's okay, and we can control it, and that this is what we should do. And that's the basis, that's the reason why we sent the documents through that we've sent
right,
through.
But the people who object to it are basically the least involved in getting IDNs on the double, right?
Well, I would argue personally that the countries that most require IDN CCTLDs are in the Asia Pacific region. And I mean by that not accented ASCII IDN CCTLDs. I mean different script CCTLDs. There are also a number of those in Europe. So the two areas that I would say are most affected, I would suggest the most affected, are Europe and Asia Pacific, and those are the two regional organizations who've endorsed it.
Right. So at what point do we have to drag our feet over somebody it doesn't affect who objects to it?
Well, what we need to do...
I think that's slightly unfair, though.
Yes, I agree.
I think that there were some genuine and some informed concerns coming from that TRD.
Absolutely.
I don't think it was I don't like that without really having thought about it very much.
No, in fact, they went away and thought about it for quite some time, didn't they, Leslie?
Absolutely, yeah. And I think, as I understand it, given that both Oscar and Patricia are not on the call now... The issue was, you know, having got a PDP process and having seen some of the issues that are in the IDN debate, that they really felt those issues should be given proper and due process through something that already exists.
Yes, and our goal has been, Bart and my goal has been to try and set up a process that actually satisfies that but overcomes the time frame difficulties.
Understood, yeah.
And maybe to add to Patricio, and because Oscar said at last call, is I think their need to stick to something that they say in the past we fought very hard for. I'm speaking say in my former life.
No, I absolutely accept that. I agree completely.
And to have something in place, and as soon as say the rubber hits the road, you just disregard it, and that is their problem, I think.
Mm. It is, absolutely, and I think, you know, if you look at the paper and the committee track advantages and disadvantages, I think disadvantages have missed how difficult it will be getting a quick outcome from this anyway, given the issues.
Yeah. No, that's a fair point, Leslie, and I agree with that. I mean, I was in two minds about, and Bart will tell you, I mean, we've had conversations about this, and I was in two minds about, you know, whether what the disadvantages and advantages really are. But I think C of Ash's point is, I think the point about the damage that could be done by, and this is such a not specific point, this is such a sort of amorphous kind of out there point, but it's the only thing there's nothing else I can say. The damage that could be done by having IDN GTLDs launched and not having any ability to have an IDN CCTLD, the possibilities of the difficulties that could cause are really too hard to contemplate. I mean, it would be so difficult to deal with. If we can find a way through this morass, and if we can find a way of actually dealing with it, then that would be fantastic. If we can't, we can't, and that's life. But if we can, then I think we should give it every possible chance. What I'd like to suggest, because I think, I mean, I do acknowledge Patricia's point about the opportunity to look at the documents and to consult, etc., is that we, unless anyone has any specific questions that they want to ask, that we agree that we will have a meeting roughly 3 weeks' time, round about the 2nd of October, subject to agreeing on the list, at which we will hopefully, one, be able to formally launch the PDP, and secondly, we can have a discussion on the fast-track approach. And in the meantime, I draft a proposed letter to the CCTLD managers, for consideration of that meeting. Does that make sense to everybody?
Can you do this? Can you develop an issues list by that meeting for the fast track?
What do you mean by an issues list, Debbie?
The things we should consider.
There's already an issues list.
Yeah, it's there. It's in the document. Yeah.
So, Chris, are you? I mean, my question was going to be about can we separate out this letter from the committee track?
Yes, of course we can. Yes,
that's what you're saying. Yeah, so we're going to do that anyway. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it would certainly be helpful, even if I agree. I think if we don't need to decide. Okay, perhaps put it this way, Leslie. I want the terms of the letter to be agreed by the council. I mean, I'm not going to fight over individual words, but we need to agree the terms of the letter. And the intention will be to send that out to the list and hopefully ask if there are any objections. If there are no objections, we get it done, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think, you know, it's that contentious. So, in other words, I think the letter needs to say something like, the council has agreed in principle to launch a policy development process in respect to the policy of ID and CCTLDs, and a request for issues report is being dealt with right now. The only question is whether the letter itself should wait for that request to be approved so that we can actually say what that request is in the letter. But I'll get back to that in a second. The council is also considering the possibility of recommending to the ICANN board that there be a fast-track approach, short-track approach, whatever you want to call it, subject to very strict boundaries and parameters. If that were the case, if the council decided to do that, and if the board approved it, would you, as a CCTLD, be interested in applying for, calling for whatever, an ID and CCTLD? And that's really what we're asking them, I think. I mean, so Australia's answer is going to be no. We wouldn't be. But I assume that Saudi Arabia and Taiwan would say yes, we would be. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Chris, this is Peter. Just one question. To what list are you going to send out?
That's not a list. I'm not sending it to a list. I'm sending it to every CCTLD manager.
Okay.
It goes out to get every address from the IANA database, acknowledge and accept that 37 of those will bounce, or however many it is will bounce, and just send it to everyone.
Yeah, just for your information, I did already launch that request among the central members, and we had four positive replies on that.
Excellent. Yeah. I think, Don, how many would you expect in the APTLD world, roughly?
12 have said, I think it's about 12 have said yes, one of whom is also a center member, so I think we're 15, and I would expect 20 tops.
That doesn't include China, right?
Yeah, it does include China.
Does include China? Okay.
And there will be a few in Northern Africa.
Yeah, Egypt, for example, I think.
Egypt is key.
Egypt, Saudi Arabia, the Emirates, and a few others.
Maybe some of the other Northern African countries.
Yeah.
Also, it would depend on how you phrase the question.
Yeah.
You know, if you phrase it in such a way that would you really, if it's available and they can easily get it, you know, a lot of CCTLDs would say yes.
I think we need to acknowledge the current boundaries. So this is a letter I'm going to draft, and I'll send it out to everybody for approval, but it seems to me that we need to acknowledge that it's going to be subject to, you know, the current IANA delegation rules. It's going to be subject to, those sorts of things. So we need to say that so that people are clear that they can't just say, yep. They need to know that, you know, if it's subject to the current, just as an example, if it's subject to the current IANA delegation rules, then clearly there needs to be government some sort of government consent.
And, this shows again, sorry Chris, this shows again that you need to link it one way or the other to the PDP, because
exactly
what you don't want is to have, say, whatever the outcome is, if there is going to be an IDNC track, that the outcome of the IDNC track is way out of the outcome of the PDP, because then you create another problem.
Well, exactly, and my personal view is that quite clearly you couldn't, in a fast track approach, you couldn't allow more than one per territory, because until you've had the PDP, you don't know what limits there are going to be on numbers. So you can't, you've got to say it's got to be limited to one.
Yeah.
Otherwise it won't work. But let me try and draft something up, and I'll send it out to the list as soon as I can over the next few days and get everyone's comments on it. Because I think, now Leslie, were you suggesting that, I was saying that I wouldn't, that, sorry, I'll start that again. I was saying that I wouldn't actually send that letter out until we had officially agreed the PDP at the next meeting. We might agree the terms on the list, but I wouldn't actually send a letter out until we'd formally passed a resolution to launch the PDP, to request the issues report. Mm.
But if the next meeting is also to discuss the committee track, then,
yes.
Then I still feel I'm missing some information about demand from CCs. So I was sort of separating them, but I really don't care that strongly.
I guess what we're saying is, I guess, yes, I accept that, and I guess what we're saying is that all we would be doing, if we agree at the next meeting to start the process on the fast-track approach, all we would be doing is saying, send a letter out and start drafting what it would look like, assuming we get good feedback to the letter, and then in Los Angeles, we would actually be making the decision to make the recommendation that we do the fast track.
Yeah, and maybe for information of those on the call, that will probably be the same process within the GAC.
Yeah. I think that works actually.
Yeah, and what it would do is you build in some safeguards, so you take a step by that's the way it was designed.
Mm-hmm.
Take a step by step approach, so at every point in time you have a type of go no go decision.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, look, let's do that, and let's call it quits at that point. And we'll send a note out to set up the next meeting. But while I've just a couple other things while I've just got everybody. Gabby will be sending out the start of the draft agenda for the meeting in Los Angeles very soon. But I just want everyone to know two things. One, we've already discussed the GNSO workshop on the Monday. And the second thing is that currently Yanis and I have agreed that on the Sunday in the afternoon, is it, Gabby?
Yes.
There's going to be a joint session with the GAC and the CCNSO, specifically on IDNs, on the Sunday afternoon. And I hope, I just want to let everybody know, I will be sending a note out to the list so everybody knows, but so that you've got a heads up, that we're basically trying to squeeze as much in as we can into this particular meeting, and it looks like that means we're going to need to meet on the Sunday.
Two o'clock
to specifically discuss IDNs. Anyway, we'll send a note out to everybody.
Chris, could I just raise a separate
yes,
item?
Yes, Sophie, of course you can.
In the sense that Bernie's no longer with us. And
yeah.
I wondered if, as a council, it would be appropriate for us to send our best wishes and thanks, etc., and also what would happen about a replacement.
Thank you. Thank you for raising that. You're right. Two things. I had actually intended that we would, at our meeting in Los Angeles, get him on the phone.
Good.
And pass a resolution and embarrass him on the phone. So that was my intention in respect to saying thank you. In respect to the replacement, what needs to happen is that we need to make a call for nominees from the North American region, and basically that means there are two countries that can nominate, Canada and Puerto Rico, and then there's a vote, and four countries can vote, and I was intending that we would instruct Gabby to make that call sooner rather than later. It would be good.
Yeah.
Gabby, can you do me a favour? Can you check the previous timings and see whether it's feasible for us to launch the call, accept nominations, close nominations, and if necessary, have an election between now and LA.
Yeah.
So that the person elected could take their seat in LA.
Can I do that?
And given that the election is obviously only the North American region, it's not that complicated. Okay.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Leslie. And yeah, we'll do our thing with Bernie in Los Angeles. You never know, he might even be there. Strange things have happened. Okay, anything else that anyone else wants to bring up at this point?
I think, Chris, I'd suggest that we put some more items on the next call as well.
Yes.
Like charters and stuff like that.
Yes, we've got the what have we got? The participation group charter.
Yeah, I don't know. As far as I know, it first has to go to the members, then to the council.
Yeah. All right. Well, we can. Yes, but we'll aim to try and get everything nailed on that call, so that we. And what we'll do is we'll do all of the logistical stuff first.
Yeah.
So that it's out of the way, and then we'll have the discussion about the fast track approach after that.
Yeah, and the formal approval of the request.
Excellent. Could I ask everyone? Yeah, if I could just ask everyone on this call right now, if you have questions or comments or input to make on either of the two documents to do with the fast track approach, could you either send them to the list. Or if you're not comfortable sending them to the list, send them to me, and what we'll try and do is collate everything together, and then actually on the call we can deal with the comments and stuff that we've received by email. Okay? Okay, I'll take the silence as agreement. Thank you very much.
Just one question maybe with regard to these two documents.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to include them in the minutes because there is a reference to it, yes or no, or will you wait to the next meeting to include them?
No, not at this stage.
Yeah. I just want to, yeah.
I think we need to wait until we're ready.
Yeah.
Before we start publicizing them.
Yeah. Just wanted to move, so we know as the Secretariat what we need to do.
Yeah.
I just have one comment. On the website, the minutes of the last meeting are under a title that says draft agenda as opposed to minutes, so somebody probably wants to change that.
Thanks very much. Okay. Thanks, everybody. If there's anything else, we'll end the meeting.
Yes.
Good.
Chris, can I ask you a question?
Yes, Josie, of course you can.
Well, it's not relevant to anyone else. Is the mailing address for you the same as your in the IANA database?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't remember if the mailing address is up to date in the IANA database, but I'll check that tomorrow morning just for your benefit.
Okay.
Because we receive your own letter.
Because we moved offices about 5 months ago. That's why I understand how Leslie feels right now. and you know how long it takes to update anything in the IANA database.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear this. I'm hanging up.
I'm joking. Okay. Take care, everybody. See you next time. Cheers.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Chris? Chris, are you still there?
Hello.
Hello. Who's that?
Hey, how are you?
Hello.